Our gospel today, which is read every year during Masses with the elect, those preparing for baptism at Easter, we recall this miraculous healing of a man who was born blind and whom our Lord cured. And in a few moments, the preface before the Eucharistic prayer will tell us very plainly what we're meant to take from this gospel, what we're meant to learn from this encounter. Christ has led the human race that walked in darkness into the radiance of the faith. Every miracle that our Lord works, there's always something deeper at play than just the physical cure. And in this case, Jesus wants to reveal to us that he desires to open our eyes through the radiance of faith. Faith is a radiance, it's a light, because it's a way that we participate in the very mind of Christ, who in today's gospel calls himself the light of the world. Faith illuminates our whole life, makes it possible to see, if you will, with our minds and with our hearts, things which our bodily eyes are blind to. And this happened even for the blind man. Not only, in the end, was he able to see with his bodily eyes for the first time in his life, but he also came to see with faith that the man who had cured him was no ordinary man. How do we know this? Well, at the end of the gospel, we're told that he worshiped Jesus. We don't worship an ordinary human person. We worship God. For those who saw him during his earthly life, Jesus appeared on the outside like any ordinary man. So many failed to see him for who he was. Perhaps most obviously the Pharisees in the gospel today. It took faith to perceive that this man was truly divine. And you get the sense very clearly from St. John that this is really what this is all about, because you have all these debates back and forth between the crowds and the Pharisees and the parents and the man himself and then Jesus. And it all swirls around, who is this man that cured you? Jesus wants us to receive from him the gift of faith so that we can see what our bodily eyes cannot. This is what faith does for us. It allows us to see with our mind's eye things that can't be perceived by our bodily eyes. It makes us see everyone and everything in our life in an entirely new way. I'll give two simple examples of this, two ways that faith helps us see that there is much more than meets the eye, even right here in church this morning. The first is the Holy Eucharist. Before and after the consecration in the Mass, our bodily eyes look up at the altar and we see what looks like bread and wine. But faith, the radiance of faith, tells us something very different, doesn't it? Faith tells us that what was mere bread and wine, as it was carried forward down the aisle, placed on the altar, what was mere bread and wine before the consecration, no longer is after, that it has truly become the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. We don't worship bread and wine, nor do we consume bread and wine in Holy Communion. We worship and we receive the body, blood, soul, and divinity of Jesus Christ, and the radiance of faith tells us that this is true. And faith also tells us something very important, not only when we look up here at the altar, but also when we look around this church at one another. To look at one another with the eyes of faith is to see an amazing dignity in every other human person, as well as in ourselves. Because the radiance of faith tells us that the image and likeness of God is in every person. We so easily forget this, as we go through our daily lives, we're not mindful of the fact that every person we encounter bears the image of God. Every human person, from the tiny embryo in the womb to the hospice patient on her deathbed, and everyone in between, is made in the image and likeness of God. Imagine what our world would be like if we all went through every day with that faith, with that way of seeing one another. Today, as we pray for the elect here in our own parish and throughout the world who are preparing for baptism, the sacrament which gives us the gift of faith, let's also ask our Lord to renew this gift in each one of us. With the eyes of faith, may we worship Jesus Christ, truly present here in the Holy Eucharist, and may we recognize the image of God in every person we meet throughout this coming week, and treat each one as they deserve because of that great dignity present in each human soul. St. Patrick, pray for us.